morning. This week, the Prime Minister said in a speech on crime that when it came to tough punishments, retribution wasn't a dirty word. Really? Is he turning into Dirty Harry or Charles Bronson? But that he also believed in the rehabilitation revolution. Ooh, what's that, you might ask? Well, when it comes to trying to keep young people involved in crime on the straight and narrow, Surrey may be leading the way. This week, the Ministry of Justice came to Surrey to learn about a scheme called Youth Restorative Intervention. It's not only cutting crime, Surrey County Council says it's saved them £2 million. Well, let's speak to Ben Byrne, who is head of their youth support service. Hi there, Ben. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Morning, Nick.
You better explain exactly what youth restorative intervention is.
Okay, well, we've looked really hard at how we do youth justice over the last few years, Nick, and we recognise we needed to do better by victims, better by young people, and spend the Surrey public's money more carefully, because obviously we had cuts to make. So we introduced our restorative approaches across what we do in youth justice, and the particular approach to youth restorative intervention now deals with most young people in Surrey who get into trouble, and it brings the young person and the victim together and gives them the opportunity to come together in a way that we've never done in the past. The young person agrees a contract in order to make up for the harm they've done. If they do that, and if we're able to satisfy what the victim had wanted, then the young person won't get a criminal conviction or a criminal outcome.
Okay, so say someone graffitied my fence and the police caught the person responsible. That's a criminal offence, isn't it?
It is.
I wouldn't necessarily want to see that person have a criminal record for it if I could see that they saw the error of their way. So would this be a sort of example whereby you might get involved?
That's a perfect example, Nick. Yeah, that's exactly the type of thing we're doing day in and day out. And getting in touch with victims immediately. So this is rather than waiting for a protracted court outcome and contacting them 3 or 4 months down the line. Well, we're getting into contact within days to say, what is it you want and need in order to feel that redress has been achieved. So that might be the young person fixing your fence. It might be the young person paying to fix your fence. It might be that you've already fixed it. You just want to know that it's not going to happen again. You want an apology. You want to understand why it happened.
So I am able to a certain degree to dictate the terms of the restorative justice. I'm able to say, well, look, you know, this has been done to me. This is what I want back. And that becomes part of the solution, does it?
Entirely, yeah. I mean, what we've never done well enough in this country is ask victims what they want.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with that. I really do.
And you're quite right to say not everybody wants retribution or punishment. Some do, and there's always an element of punishment. There can be an element of punishment in what we deliver in the YRI.
How come it's saved £2 million?
Well, what we don't do nearly as much of anymore is put young people through the court system. The court system is very expensive. So my service, youth support service, spends £4 million a year, it has historically as a youth justice service, on dealing with the outcomes of courts. Because in the last 2 years we've halved the number of young people going through court, we've been able to reinvest that money in a range of young people's services, protecting young people's services at a time of cuts, but also investing in this restorative process. And we've put about £1 million into it, and it's really bearing fruit.
And Surrey's leading the way on this, is it? Because I did this idea originate in America? Has it come over from America originally?
Australia.
Oh, it was Australia, was it? Oh,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
so it's an
it comes from kind of Aboriginal peoples, their way of sorting things out, which is how do we understand, how do we include everyone affected, and how do we sort it out?
That's very interesting,
and
fascinating.
That's what we're trying to achieve here.
But Surrey has been leading the way within this country.
Yeah, we have. We now, as a result of this practice, and we've got some fantastic restorative practitioners who we've trained within the police and within my service, who work together in a co-located team who kind of drive this forward across the county. It's a model which nobody else has achieved elsewhere in the country. And as you say, people are looking at us to say, you're having fantastic results, how can we do this elsewhere?
It's not perfect, though, is it, this model? Because if you look at the front page of the Leatherhead Advertiser, it's got a picture of a barrister called Howard Jones, who I've spoken to in this studio. He has a problem with, I think, a related element to restorative justice, the effective resolution scheme, whereby police can get victim and offender together quite soon after a crime is committed and see if they can get them both to shake hands and agree to not take things further. Now, Mr. Jones witnessed a violent attack in a pub which saw a victim hit to the floor and knocked unconscious, and very soon that victim, he felt, was being pressured into shaking hands with the offender, or at least sort of agreeing to take things no further. And Surrey Police have changed their practices as a result of this. Can you explain what effective resolution is and how it relates to what you do?
Yeah, I mean, effective resolution is carried out by the police. It's not exactly the same as what I'm describing, which is something which kind of comes after effective resolution, when things can't be sorted out on the street. But effective resolution gives the police the discretion to use their common sense, to use their professional judgment in dealing with incidents that occur, and it enables them to seek early resolution for that. It isn't appropriate in all cases. I think the case you've cited is one that the police and others accept may not have gone the way, or perhaps shouldn't have gone the way of effective resolution.
Because there is a suspicion that services like this, and services perhaps like the one that you run, is a very convenient way of hiding crime figures, speeding up crime, and speeding up crime resolution, and basically not dealing with the problem by basically fiddling the figures.
Yeah, that's a challenging assertion, but I can certainly tell you that effective resolution has been very successful in dealing with low-level crime, and the Surrey public are more satisfied than ever with Surrey Police. So in that respect, I think it's been successful. And what we're doing, it's about doing the right things, the right thing for victims, it's the right thing for young people.
So if a victim of crime says to you, look, I mean, I love the idea of effective resolution, but I don't want to go down that route, I want to see this tow rag prosecuted through the courts in the manner which they should be, that is their prerogative, is it?
There is no victim veto. The victim doesn't decide the sentence or the outcome.
No. But if they say, look, I want to see a prosecution, I don't want to go and shake hands or meet this person face to face.
We take that as part of our assessment. So, as I say, the victim can't say, this won't happen, they must be prosecuted, because many of these young people wouldn't have been prosecuted in the first place anyway. They may have got a caution. So we look at a range of outcomes, and the victim's view is really important in reaching that decision. But it's not the only arbiter of what we do.
But if a victim doesn't want to take part in effective resolution, where do you go from there?
Well, I think the effective resolution scheme, as I say, is slightly different from the
youth restorative intervention scheme.
So it comes before the youth restorative intervention scheme. And I think in those cases, the police have to make a decision about, is there a realistic chance of prosecution, in which case they will pursue that. With the youth restorative intervention, if victims don't want to be involved, we take what they're saying on board, we look at outcomes which can mean that justice is done, and their views are really important in that assessment of where we go with the case.
Ben, it's fascinating talking to you. Thank you very much indeed for coming in this morning. From what you were saying, it looks like we could see more of this cropping up around the country.
I think we'll see more of it around the country. I think we'll see more of it in Surrey too.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Isn't that nice? Ben Byrne, Head of Youth Support Services at Surrey County Council. 18.